comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant. Et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive. Se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage. Enveloppez tous les muscles de votre visage. Pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites. Peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit, est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé. Lourde sensation agréable, comme allégé de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre ou de vous détendre pour ressentir. Ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent. À moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras. Vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds, très lourds. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délassent complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, Peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5. À mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3. À deux pas d'une transe. Une transe hypnotique. 2.
Passive form. Glossary. Secret suitor. To believe. Unexpected. He was said. To be shy. To look. Quite. Agitated. Probably. Ridiculous. A bunch of flowers. A workplace. A delivery man. To ask for someone. To look for. No clue. A florist. To send, sent, sent. A bouquet. To tell, told, told. An order. To place an order. To pay, paid, paid. By credit, to keep quiet. If, to come, came, come. To ask a question, curious. So, to post a picture, a social network. To see, saw, seen. to text, high school, crush, also, a student, kind of plus adjective, relieved, to suspect, to follow, next, a profile, to plan on, verb and in, to plan on, verb and ing, a request, a lot, handsome, now, more than, a few years ago, so, excited, to have butterflies in the stomach. Grammar. The passive form. The passive form. In passive form, the object becomes the subject. Consequently, it is necessary to use be and the past participle of the verb, generally ending in ed, or the third column of the irregular verbs. We conjugate be according to the tense of the active form. Generally, we use the passive form when we don't know or we don't want to say who or what does the action. We usually omit it when the one doing the action is obvious. If we want to refer to them, we can add by and the subject of the active form. Passive form is equal to be plus past participle. In the present tense of the active form, I close the window. In the preterite form, he, she brought a cake. He, she made a pie. In the near future, we are going to wash our car. Future, you will learn the rules. They will learn the rule. In the passive form, first person, the window is... Passive form, the window is closed. A cake was brought by him. A pie was made by her. Our car is going to be washed by us. The rules will be learned by you. In English, all passive forms are possible. In the simple present, in the active form, I say he is clever, preterite. They told him to study. Near future, we are going to ask her a question. Future, she will give you another chance. In the passive form, he is said to be clever. He was told to study by them. She is going to be asked a question by us. You will be given another chance by her. List of irregular past participle. Regular verbs, present and preterite, past participle. Ask, asked, asked. Call, called, called. Change, changed, changed. Decide, decided, decided. End, ended, ended. Help, helped, helped. Land, landed, landed. Like, liked, liked. Loved, love, loved, loved. Look, looked, looked. Move, moved, moved. Need, needed, needed. Play, played, played. Show, showed, showed. Study, studied, studied. Talk, talked, talked. Turn, turned, turned. Walk, walked, walked. Want, wanted, wanted. Be, was, were, been. Begin, began, begun. Break, broke, broken. Bring, brought, brought. Buy, bought, bought. Catch, caught, caught. Choose, chose, chosen. Come, came, come. Cost, cost, cost. Cut, cut, cut. Do, did, done. Drink, drank, drunk. Drive, drove, driven. Eat, ate, eaten. Fall, fell, fallen. Feel, felt, felt. Fight, fought, fought. Find, found, found. Fly, flew, flown. Forget, forgot, forgotten. Freeze, froze, frozen. Get, got, gotten. Give, gave, given. Go, went, gone. Have, had, had. Hear, heard, heard. Hide, hid, hidden. Hit, hit, hit. Hurt, hurt, hurt. Keep, kept, kept. Know, knew, known. Leave, left, left. Lend, lent, lent. Let, let, let. Lose, lost, lost. Make, made, made. Meet, met, met. Pay, paid, paid. Put, put, put. Quit, quit, quit. Read, read, read. Ride, rode, ridden. Say, said, said. See, saw, seen. Sell, sold, sold. Sent, send, sent, sent. Shake, shook, shaken. Shut, shut, shut. Sing, sang, sung. Sit, sat, sat. Sleep, slept, slept. Speak, spoke, spoken. Spend, spent, spent. Spread, spread, spread. Steal, stole, stolen. Stick, stuck, stuck. Swim, swam, swum. Take, took, taken. Teach, taught, taught. Tell, told, told. Think, thought, thought. Throw, through, thrown. Wake, woke, woken. Wear, wore, worn. Win, won, won. Write, wrote, written. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Secret Suitor.
I can't believe it. Oh my God, this is so unexpected. He was said to be extremely shy.
What's happening? Sarah, you look quite agitated.
You will probably think this is ridiculous. Yesterday, a bunch of flowers arrived at my workplace. The delivery man asked for me. I looked for a card, but I couldn't see any, and the delivery man had no clue, so I went to the florist and asked who sent me the bouquet.
Did they tell you?
They told me the order was placed by telephone and it was paid by credit. They were sorry they couldn't give me more information. They were actually asked to keep it quiet if someone came and asked questions.
So why did you say it was unexpected?
I'm curious, so I posted a picture of the bouquet of flowers on a social network, and a friend of a friend saw it and just texted me.
So now you know. Who is it?
He's my high school crush. He's also a student here. I'm kind of relieved. This morning, my friend suspected I was followed.
What are you going to do next?
I saw his profile online. I'm planning on sending him a request. He is a lot more handsome now than he was a few years ago. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have butterflies in my stomach.
Best of luck. I hope it works out.
Thank you very much.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.